Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf. Share sponsor Lui Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shom Leav Asiyitzchok. We're holding in Beitz at Daf Chavov. The Gemara in Amud Beis towards the end of the page brings the idea of Ein Mukze Lechati Shabbos, which means something can now become Mukze in the middle of Shabbos. In order for something to be Mukze, it needs to be Mukze the entire day. But something that was Mutter and then later became Asur, we don't have Mukze becoming Mukze in the middle of the day. And this ties in the beautiful halacha and machshava point that has to do with sukkahs. Because the Yerushalmi, Masechet Sukkah, says that Anshei Yerushalayim used to go around with their lulav the whole day, as the Gemara and the Bavli says as well. But the Yerushalmi adds one thing, that once Anshei Yerushalayim put the lulav down, hinichoy l'oretz, then you're not allowed to move it, then you're not allowed to touch it. Why can't you touch it once you put it on the ground? So before you understand, we're talking about the reason why you can't touch it, because it becomes mukzeh. Once you did the mitzvah of the lulav and you put it down on the ground on the aretz, in nichol aretz, it becomes mukzeh. The Darke Moshe quotes this Yerushalmi in Siman Taf Rishon Beis, and then we're going to Avraham quotes it in the end of Siman Taf Rishon Aleph, and they both bring the question that we learn ein mukzeh lechati Shabbos. So if a lulav and an esrog are mutter beginning of Yom Tov, how can they become muktzeh doing Yom Tov? There's no muktzeh l'chati Shabbos. So many of the achronim answer the following thing, and this is really brought down by Rav Sternbuch in his Tshuvas Anhogas and others, that the idea is that when you have a mitzvah and you're allowed to perform the mitzvah with the kli of the mitzvah, it doesn't mean it's not muktzeh. This item is muktzeh. Just the only thing you can do with it is the mitzvah. Once you perform the mitzvah, the item goes back to its original state, which was muktzeh. It's muktzeh except for the mitzvah. And this connects to the Kabbalistic idea of what lulav and esrog is, and I saw that's brought down in some of the later Sifrei Kabbalah, that the whole idea of a lulav has brought down the Arizal. The shaking of the lulav, the tilas lulav, is to be mamshich, to bring down the oiros, the chasadim, that need to come up from Shamayim. Once a person did it, and he was mekayim the mitzvah, once he performed whatever the lulav and the esrog need to do, now this thing is a muktzeh dekli. The only reason you can pick it up is in order to perform that mitzvah. That was the heter of the mitzvah. But the kli itself is muktzeh. The lulav is muktzeh. And that's why it's not considered to be muktzeh l'chati Shabbos. It's muktzeh for the entire Shabbos. It's muktzeh for the entire Yom Tov, except for the time when you're performing the mitzvah. And one additional point you see from this Yerushalmi is the Yerushalmi says that once Anshei Yerushalayim put it on the ground, then they couldn't pick it up anymore. But before that, they went around the whole day. How could they go around the whole day with the lulav? It smokes it once they did the mitzvah, it smokes it. So Rav Shlomo Kluger in his Chachma Shlomo wants to say, you see from here that something which is muktzeh, which is in your hand, as long as you didn't put it down on the ground, you can still carry it. But that's very hard to say that Anshei Yerushalayim were carrying a muktzeh just because they didn't put it down. But I saw it brought down in a few places. One of the places is in the Sefer Tzlach HaChodesh. It's not the Noi de Biyudo. It's a Sefer that was written about 100 years ago. And there he connects this to the Maharal. The Maharal in Leila Seder says, and brings a raya from the Mishnah and Psochim, that when a person eats matzah in Leila Seder, he's mekayim the mitzvah of eating matzah in Leila Seder. Every piece of matzah that he eats is part of the mitzvah. Even though the ikar mitzvah is only the kazais, but as the more you eat the little seder, that joins the mitzvah. It's the minimum amount is kazais, but as more the more you do, the better. That's what the Maharal learns the gavi matzah. Says the Tzlach HaChodesh, that's the pshat also here in lulav. Yeah, once you picked up the lulav, you're carrying the mitzvah. But as long as the lulav is in your hand and you're going around with the lulav, the mitzvah continues. It's one long mitzvah. The carrying of the lulav and the esrog is continuing the mitzvah. As long as a person is holding the lulav and esrog together, he's mekayim the mitzvah. Once they put it down on the ground, then the mitzvah ended. That's what Yerushalmi says, the Anshei Yerushalayim. Once they put the lulav down, they didn't have any more ikiyu mitzvah. And that's why there was an issur to pick it up. But in chinami, it's a nimshach mitzvah. The mitzvah continues on as long as you have the lulav in your hand. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.